ABC Radio Australia.
As you heard, Fiji is dealing with an uncontrolled COVID outbreak. Authorities announced nearly 1,100 new cases yesterday, and two pregnant women have died, with Health Secretary Dr. James Fong saying maternal deaths are a clear indication of the severity of the outbreak. A doctor working in one of Fiji's biggest hospitals says the country's COVID crisis is nearing breaking point. The doctor, who we are calling Priya, says she is regularly coming into contact with patients who later test positive for the virus. With Fiji reporting high rates of community transmission, Priya has told Talia Olitsia that more needs to be done to protect healthcare workers from catching COVID-19.
To be very, very honest, to be a doctor in Fiji right now is quite terrifying. With the increasing number of cases on a daily basis, it's very scary. Because when you go to work for the particular day, you don't know whether you're going to contract the virus from a patient, a colleague, or just some person that you passed in the parking lot on that particular day. And the fail-safes that are in place for doctors at the moment are not enough.
What are some of the fail-safes that are there that are supposed to protect you? Because you are in one of Fiji's biggest hospitals. You will have a lot of people that you're coming into contact with. So, you know, what is there to protect you during this time?
Well, we have our testing policy where you have every patient who comes through needs to have a swab result. And then they're entered into the hospital and then taken care of as a non-COVID section of the hospital. But then again, when you have a delay in testing for up to 2 days, you've got somebody who is either waiting outside for 2 days until their result comes in, or you've got somebody who the lab's like, yeah, sure, the test is, you know, negative, but the patient might be in the incubation period. And 4 days later, you find out that this patient is, in fact, a positive patient. But then by that time, it's too late. We don't really pay attention too much to the incubation period of this particular virus. And because there's so much community transmission at the moment, you could have 10 people at any given time who are in that incubation period working in the hospital who have tested negative so far, but maybe tomorrow they're going to be positive. But by then, it's a little bit too late because they've exposed pretty much everyone they've been into contact with. So the major fail-safe is, in fact, riddled with loopholes.
Have you had any close calls where you've been scared that you may have come into contact with the virus because of this?
Yes, there have been several, and they've happened right from day one, like from the time that we started off with the second wave. My hospital, I was one of the people who had come into contact in some way with at least two of the people who had turned up positive initially. And even though I was a secondary contact at that point, there were more and more people that were turning out to be primary contacts who were, you know, becoming positive, or just primary contacts that I had come into contact with. And subsequently, there have been so many close calls. And there was one just recently where we treated a patient, and a couple of days later, they'd tell us that this patient was apparently a COVID-positive patient. And so at the time, they said, no, this patient is negative. But obviously, there was some mix-up with the results probably, and this patient turned out to be positive. But then even in that instance, they failed to specify or give details, even to the ones who were treating that particular patient. So we don't know at any given time that we're dealing with a patient. We have to have this at the back of our minds that this could be potentially a positive patient. That's just a false negative on the result. So there have been so many close calls right from the beginning of the second wave, and I don't think that that's going to get any easier anytime soon.
So what would you like to see that would make you feel, I guess, a little bit safer, a little less terrified when you turn up to work?
Well, I would ideally love to see them amp up their testing. You know, we need help. We obviously need help to try and address the delays in testing, figure out why there are delays. Is it because of the extensive number of swabs, or is it the staffing is an issue, or is it the equipment that can only process so much? That would be the first thing. The second one would be to change hospital policies and make it such that every ward that have patients, in fact, need to be treated as a suspected COVID ward. And all the nurses and all the doctors need to be provided with your PPEs. And there should be no exception to that rule. Everyone should work in full PPEs just to avoid a potential exposure. Because just recently we had, I think it was last week, we had a couple of staff members who turned out positive for COVID, and they had been in contact with a lot of patients. So I'd ideally like to see PPEs being made mandatory within the hospital, regardless of which ward you're working in. Because if you look at the number of community cases, and there should be some priority given to the healthcare workers in terms of their safety, because they all have kids to go home to. They all have families to go home to.
So in terms of when you go to work inside a hospital in a country that's having a COVID crisis, are you wearing full PPE already?
No, there is no such thing. So to us as healthcare workers, it seems like it's a regular day at work for us. You go in and you do the work, and we'll encounter the same issues of lack of equipment or lack of manpower on a daily basis. And we're not required to wear anything apart from your regular mask, because, you know, the infection control teams have deemed it unnecessary. Yeah, so apart from the mask, there's no extra precautions that are taken.
And I know that Australia and New Zealand have sent medical assistance teams to Fiji to help. But considering, you know, there is a chance that healthcare workers working in hospitals are being exposed to the virus, do you think that, you know, more help needs to be sent, or is there any international efforts that you would like to see?
That we definitely need help. And what we really need is international expertise. And that is something that we don't have. I don't think that we have people in the country who have dealt with global pandemics. Maybe at best, there was probably a unit in some course that they did, or, you know, in attaining their qualifications, they studied it. But again, there's no experience, no expertise in how to deal with a pandemic of this proportion in a country this small with its economic challenges to begin with. So I think what we really need from the international medical community would be expertise in managing this. People who have managed bigger populations or health crises in bigger populations than Fiji. We're barely like a million people. We're not even a million people population. And just 4 days ago, I think we were number one on WHO's list of countries. If you look at COVID positive cases per million population, I mean, for a country of 800,000 people to be struggling managing a pandemic, we're in dire straits.
How do you see this playing out? Like, it's not as if tomorrow it's just all of a sudden there's going to be no cases. So are you expecting months and months of this? Like, at what point do you think that this is going to become too much for Fiji?
I think we're nearing that point. We're nearing the point when it's going to become too much for Fiji. I mean, the hospital that I work at, we are working understaffed. We are working without equipment. We are working without PPEs at times. All our wards are lacking something or the other. So we quickly reaching that point of, you know, we might not be able to take this much longer. Like, we were a health system that was struggling even from before. We were struggling to meet the demands of the health demands of the country. And to add on to that, this, I think we are nearing that point where the system's going to buckle under this pressure.
Fijian doctor who we are calling Priya there, speaking to Talia Olatia.